man and woman. To spend most of a short life living, that was the aim. She'd known it since the first time her heart's hand had painstakingly formed its aortic scrawl, its Palmer method of pulse, pulse, pulse. I love to be brought, he said, into the city. The bread and butter, so simple, so pure. The waiter in a long white apron cleaned their places. Finished, he asked. One was never. Breakfast followed dinner. Sleep was a wave, one rode to wake gasping, sea salt awash in the vein, cheek imprinted with sleep's ragged S. And even prettiness could be dissolved and reconstituted. Stone falling from an eave could be gravel at the base of a pylon, a python knowledge grasping her in its grip, such a pretty blouse. The sequins, the salesman had said, had been sandblasted and no extras included because none would be needed. The firm was so sure they would last. Well, nothing less, she said, still it is for a while. He helped her on with her coat. The blouse is black. The pattern of tiny circles forms a sequined paisley, a pretty method of fragility. I love to be brought, he said, into a language. And so did she, the white snapdragons, the peach cheek, the pretty girl in her black backless dress. It was all dissolving into a hangman's noose, into a taut track, the caboose following the train into the tunnel, tunneled into a mountain. The children, piper bound, following the train, don't open your eyes. I have been waiting my whole life, he said, to be brought into believing, practicing with a daiquiri, dealing with timidity in any number of ways, wearing a hat, driving a Lexus. It's difficult, the black blouse, the clear sequins, each a little lake taking Ophelia in to oblivion, into a language that would suit her. The noise level in the restaurant had risen. The girl in the black dress, Ophelia, was wiping her eyes. The woman in the pretty black blouse sewn with sequins was turning to look out the window. Did I tell you? He said. Yes, he had. He had told her, and she had listened.